Support for KNKX comes from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, celebrating Northwest cuisine and retailers, bringing Washington foods and gifts to the SeaTac experience. Information about dining, shopping, and more at SeaTacShops.com.
Well, Nancy, I have something to tell you, and it isn't easy.
Spit it out, Stein.
Last night, I finally took the rice cooker you gave me for my birthday out of the box and made some rice. And you were...
Oh, no, wait.
Right.
I was right, wasn't it? Me and the rest of the world, Stein.
It was the best rice ever. Better than any rice I ever made. I've been defeated by the steel driving machine, the rice driving machine, and that's the only way I'm cooking rice from now on. It was just perfect. So it's an aroma?
Aroma. It was $30.
Yeah. Well, as long as we're talking about kitchen equipment, we were thinking that today we might talk about our favorite little things in the kitchen. Nothing occurred to me right off the top of my head, but then I realized, you know what? The one single thing that I love and use the most, it's this small, flexible, little white plastic spreader thing. I got it for like 89 cents. I've had this thing for 10 or 15 years. I use it almost every day for everything from spreading mayo on a sandwich to filling dumplings. And speaking of dumplings, there's my homemade dumpling roller that I made out of a sawed-off piece of broomstick. So those are my top two favorite little things in the kitchen. It also occurred to me to take a look into my drawer of forgotten utensils that I never used that have been in there. And top of the list, the noodle nest. Do you know?
No, I haven't. The Vegas. The noodle nest?
These two concave steel mesh things that fit together. You boil some noodles, you spread them out inside this thing, and then you deep fry it. And when you pull it out, you open up the tool. I'll put a picture of this on the website.
It sounds ridiculous, Stein.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. And you can pull out a little fried noodle nest that you can then put food in. I thought it was so cool when I saw it. In all the years that I've had, I've never even tried it, not even once. It's going. Everything must go. I'm cleaning out that drawer.
Listen,
how about you?
We had some friends who brought us a house gift. It's a ugly plastic thing that, let's say, you're going to pour stock into a Ziploc bag.
Right.
It holds it open
yeah.
for you. And I thought, you know, I am never going to use this. But it's perfect for when you wash out plastic bags and you want them to dry.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can turn
yeah.
them over and put them on these tall handles. We use it every day, but I just replaced it with bamboo version of the same thing that can hold 6 plastic bags.
You've just given me a great idea because there was another thing in my drawer of forgotten kitchen utensils. One of these things that you can lower a chicken onto. I don't want to be too graphic about this.
Oh, it was
a vertical chicken roaster, yeah, which I've never used. But you know what? That thing would be good for slipping a plastic bag over to dry after you wash it.
Repurposing the things that have no
purpose. Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And then there's things that you have in your kitchen. They're just there because you love to look at them. And for me, that's this old jadeite green salt and pepper shakers that I took out of my mother-in-law's ancestral home when the last aunt passed on a few years ago. These are originals, I think from the 30s or the 40s. I would use them for salt and pepper, but I don't like the tiny little holes in the top, but they're gorgeous, and they're there because they're beautiful and no other reason.
We'd love to hear from you too, eaters, about your favorite kitchen tools, and also whatever nutball gizmos might be inhabiting your own drawer of forgotten utensils. And I know you have one. Let's hear all about them at knkx.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Those were a few of my favorite things.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
I might come in handy someday.
Stein.